Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
This morning, the church presents to us a beautiful character in the church, a very special character in St. John the Baptist. And St. John the Baptist presents to us also, presents to us our Lord, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. When we look at the life of St. John the Baptist, we see this man of extreme holiness, a man who lived, obviously witnessing to Christ from his mother's womb, when St. Mary went to visit Elizabeth and she greeted St. Mary, the baby leaped in her womb as an honor and respect. Even in the womb of St. Mary, Jesus was there, and the womb of Elizabeth, St. John was there. He leaped, he acknowledged, he witnessed to the Son of God, even from when he was a fetus, which is amazing because these things are done by the Spirit of God. So we can see that St. John the Baptist was a person filled with the Spirit, a man who was filled with the Spirit, a man who lived the life of ascetic life, which is a high spiritual level. He lived simple. He lived in a cave. He ate locusts and honey, and he wore camel hair. With all this, he's also had extreme humility, because he says this morning that he must increase, but I must decrease. As we see this man who presents to us the Son of God, we see this man in his humility, even though he was a powerful man of his time. He preached repentance, he preached baptism, and he preached the fear of God. Nothing stopped him, to the point that he even lost his life because of the truth. And Herod, he cut his head off because he said the truth about him marrying his brother's wife. So when we see St. John the Baptist, we see a man of a beautiful example of a Christian person, or a person who lives with God. And for sure, this witnessing for Christ came by the power of God, because when he was in the caves living this simple life, the Lord said to him, "When you see the one where the Spirit of God descends upon him, you know that this is the one, that he is the one, the chosen one, Son of God." So we see this morning this great presentation of St. John the Baptist presenting to us the bridegroom, our Lord Jesus Christ. He presents to us this bridegroom, the Son of God, and he explains to us who he is. That this man, this is the Son of God who came from above. "Behold, I testify, behold, he was baptizing," further down he goes, "whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son, and he gives all things in his hand. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. He who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him." So St. John this morning is telling us, how we should abide in Christ. If we don't abide in Christ, there is a measure, there is a wrath of God, there is eternal condemnation. But when we look at the life of St. John, we look at how he lived, and it's a reminder of us to is how we should be living. And it's a reminder, how should we bring up our children in the Christian faith, in the belief of Jesus Christ. The ascetical life may come across as being difficult, but it is actually the true foundation of Christian faith. And it's important for us as families to teach our children how to become ascetic in some ways. When we talk about ascetic, we talk about detachment from the wrong things. We talk about keeping away from distractions, staying away from passions. Fasting, when we fast diligently, we fast properly. When we pray vigils, times with God, spending time with God. When we behave in a proper way. When we dress in a proper way, that it's suiting for Christians. When we read the Bible in understanding. We contemplate. And it's important for us to teach our children, the new generation, about these beautiful ascetic kind of worship that brings closeness to God. And we want to see God in our life. We want to understand who Jesus is. It's not just enough that we come to church for an hour or 2 hours and then we go back and live the same life outside that everyone else lives. It's important, young people, is that you don't live the same life as everyone else in the world lives. Then you have really not, you have not kept your true Christianity. So often we come into church, we live a life that is, holy, and we have Holy Communion. But then as soon as we go home and the rest of the week, it's like everyone else in the world. We partake in everything else in the world. We partake in everything that's delivered to us in the world. In all the social media, all the certain things people do in the world. But us as Christians, we are the light of the world. So our lives need to be different. And it's important that we as families teach our children what is important about their Christian life and how strict their Christian life should be. Because the next generations of people, or the next generation of the world, there are many temptations. There are many challenges in the world. There are many things that distract us. Unless we lay foundation, true foundation to our children of proper Christian practices, well, then we're going to lose them for sure. So when we teach them the values of Christian faith, teach them what's important of visuals, spending time with Christ, spending time in prayer, having reading Bible readings or Christian book readings, fasting in a proper way, understanding what Christ is all about, interacting and understanding the relationship of love between us and God. Many a times we teach our kids that God is loving and all caring, but we also should be teaching our kids that God is wrathful and can get upset. It's important to teach our children that God can punish. Many a times we don't teach our children that God does not punish. God loves everyone, for sure, this is for sure. But there are many examples in the Bible where God punishes. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah, when Abraham was pleading with God and said to him, why would you want to destroy these people? And God said to him, if I find 5 people who are righteous, I will not destroy them. God was wrathful. God was upset with them, with the people of Israel. The Israelites, many times they displeased God, and God put in plagues and many destruction to them, and because they were hardening of their hearts. They were so disobedient to God. The people of Israel, after that, when they were exiled and taken out of Jerusalem, God was upset with them. So there are lots of instances biblically where we see God's wrath, God's anger, God's being upset. And that's why it's important that we teach our children that God can be upset, But at the same time, God can be merciful, and God can be loving, and God can be forgiving. But there is this part that if we disobey in some ways, if we do the wrong things, if we continue in our sins or continue in our wrong directions, for sure God can punish just so He can bring us back again. God allows many things. I mean, if we look at the world today, don't we ever think that God may be allowing what's happening to us in the world? Do we ever think that this is maybe allowed by God and God will stop it at some point? We have to. We must understand that there's some kind of anger, some kind of allowance by God. Maybe people need to wake up. People need to be closer to God. So unless we need to find the message in everything, in every situation of our life. If we feel that our life is tumbling in the wrong direction, question yourself. Say, where have I not pleased God? Where have I not pleased God? Maybe I'm not pleasing God. And it's important to teach our children that every day when we wake up in the morning, we say, Lord, I want to please you today. And I strive very hard throughout the day to please God. And to ask the question for everything that you are about to encounter, ask yourself the question whether this pleases God or not. If somebody tells you to take this, you know, steal this or take this thing, ask the question, should I take it? Does this please God or not? If somebody tells you, this is talking to our young children, if somebody tells you to, you know, let's go to a place. Maybe we don't know which this place is. You might not understand the place. It may be a bad place. You ask the question, is this going to please God or not? If somebody gives you a cigarette or a piece of a tablet or something like that, you must ask God, you ask yourself, does this please God or not? Everything that you're confronted with, you need to ask the question, does this please God or not? All of us, everything that we do in our life, you must ask the question, does this please God or not? This is acknowledging God's presence. So it's important for us to acknowledge God's presence and to enter into a deep relationship with God. St. John teaches us this. That deep relationship with God is very important. St. John was seeing, was feeling and knowing God. He was a prophet. He understood. He knew. He knew who was the Son of God. And he saw the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When he baptized St. John the Baptist, and he said, baptized our Lord Jesus Christ, when he saw Jesus coming towards him, he said, behold, this is the Lamb of God who carries the sins of the world. So he had insight. He had insight and knowledge and understanding. This comes with the relationship with God. As we increase in our love and our relationship with God, God gives us insight. He shows us His glory. He shows us His presence in our life. So this morning we are called to understand and to witness to the bridegroom, our Lord Jesus Christ. And to understand the life of John, who presents to us the bridegroom. When we look at this morning, John the Baptist witnessed to Christ because he had that beautiful insight and that he was close to God. He was not like a disciple who was converted or came or was asked to follow Jesus. This was a self-initiative of John the Baptist. He wasn't a follower of Jesus. He wasn't a follower of a disciple. But he witnessed a true witness, even without following Jesus, that this is the Son of God. And this is who we should be believing. And this is the bridegroom. And this is the one, the chosen one, our Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, John presents us this beautiful image of our loving Christ. Christ who loves us deeply, but at the same time, if we don't follow Him correctly, but the wrath of God abides on Him. And this is the last verse in this gospel. So he says, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. If we believe in the Son, we have everlasting life. And he who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Very powerful statement. A very powerful statement. Can be scary, but at the same time, if we abide in the love of God, in true repentance, and keeping close to God, we have nothing to worry about. The Lord will protect us, Lord be with us, and He'll give us all the joy. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.